So we'll be in Psalm chapter 34, verse 14, our theme verse. As we look around our sanctuary at the amazing atmosphere that's been set, we need to give credit where credit is due. Several people have helped pull all of this together, and all of it was coordinated by Dory. And so, Dory Sheese, would you stand up and let us recognize you this morning for just an amazing job of coordinating? And then I'm going to make everyone who helped the last few weeks, would you stand up as well? We had a lot of help to do this. And so, yeah, she's pointing people out. Let's give our appreciation for those that helped serve to transform. Vacation Bible School is an exciting week because, as we listened earlier, it's an opportunity for us to share the truth of God's Word with our children, and then to future generations. And so this year's theme, while it's a fun theme, one of the reasons we picked it, Hero Central, is who doesn't enjoy superheroes? But really, we picked it basically because of the message that God wants each of us to be heroes of the faith. And so our question is this morning, what does it take to be a hero of the faith? And do you think of yourself as a hero of the faith? You know, when we think of heroes, we typically think of these fantastic Bible characters, right? Abraham, he was a hero of the faith. Noah, before him, was a hero of the faith. Moses was a hero of the faith. King David, a hero. The prophets, they were heroes. In the New Testament, the 12 apostles, man, those were heroes. You read the book of Acts and you hear miracle after miracle of godly people. Those are heroes of the faith. And then we ask the question, am I at their standards? Am I at their status? Am I a hero the way they are heroes? And most of us can honestly say we've never stood before a body as large as the Red Sea and held up a large stick or a staff and had the waters part in front of us. Moses was more of a hero than we were. Most of us have not healed the blind or the lame. Most of us have not caused someone who is dead to be brought back to life. Are we really heroes the way these biblical characters are heroes? And as we look this morning, we have to ask ourselves a question. One, does God want me to be a hero? And two, if he does, what does that look like? What am I supposed to be doing to have heroic faith? And why? Why do I feel like I'm nowhere near on par with the hero God has created me to be? So this morning, we're going to be looking in Psalm 34. If you have your Bible, we're going to start off by looking at our theme verse for the week. But then really, the entire chapter helps us to see what God wants us to be doing as heroes of the faith. So let's start off by looking at Psalm 34, verse 14. Psalm 34, 14 says, "Turn away from evil and do what is good. Seek peace and pursue it." The translation we're using for our children this week puts it this way. Do good, seek peace, and go after it. Do good, seek peace, and go after it. This is the command and the charge for us to have heroic faith. Be obedient and look for peaceful opportunities and go after your faith. Don't be passive, but be aggressive. These are characteristics of a hero. And so this week, we're going to learn that God's heroes have hope, they have wisdom, they have heart, they have courage, and they have power. We're going to learn about how God has put qualities in us that when we're faithful to him, he draws them out. But maybe this morning you feel a little less than heroic. I want to take just a moment and read Psalm 34 because it's a great depiction of what a hero in the faith would look like. And what you're going to find is it doesn't talk about strength and muscles. It doesn't talk about supernatural abilities. It talks about living your daily life. So let's read the entire chapter together. There's 22 verses. And I want to take just a few moments and read through this. Read through it with me either on the screen or in your Bible in front of you. Psalm 34, starting in verse 1. "I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad. Proclaim the Lord's greatness with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and rescued me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant with joy. Their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamped around those who fear him and rescues them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How happy is a person who takes refuge in him. You who are his holy ones, fear the Lord. For those who fear the Lord lack nothing. Young lions lack food and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is someone who desires life, loving a long life to enjoy what is good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from deceitful speech. Turn away from evil and do what is good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry for help. The face of the Lord is set against those who do what is evil, to remove all memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them and rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is near the brokenhearted. He saves those crushed in spirit. One who is righteous has many adversities, but the Lord rescues him from all of them. He protects all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil brings death to the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. The Lord redeems the life of his servants, and all who take refuge in him will not be punished. As we read Psalm 34, we recognize that a heroic faith is not one anything like what we would imagine. As a matter of fact, Psalm 34 isn't titled, if you have titles in your Bible, How to Live a Heroic Life. Psalm 34 doesn't say, here are all the characteristics you have to get supernatural faith. Instead, Psalm 34 is just a description of an everyday life. And yet, I think it's a perfect example for us of how God wants us to live and how we can be considered heroes of the faith. So I'm going to look at two ways, two things that heroic faith involves, requires of us, and then two things that heroic faith includes, it gives to us. When we're living heroically, here are the benefits. So the first thing that heroic faith includes is genuine worship. Heroic faith includes genuine worship. Now, I don't mean genuinely singing songs. How many of you all enjoy coming together to sing worship music together? It's okay to admit that. I won't ask you how many of you all hate singing worship songs. That's not for this setting. But we typically enjoy coming together and singing songs. And we call that worship. As a matter of fact, each week, Melissa puts together our bulletin, and she's looking for the order of worship, the structure of worship. We're asking, what are the worship songs this week? What's the worship music like this week? And for us, worship completely revolves around this idea of singing. However, worship is much greater than that. Genuine worship is more than singing songs or playing instruments. Heroic faith involves genuine worship, daily worship, regular worship. That means we praise God not just through the songs we sing, but by the words that come out of our mouth 7 days a week. How we live our lives, how we reflect his goodness to us. Genuine worship is more than a song. It is a lifestyle and a way of living. That's why I love that Psalm 34 begins with these three verses. I will praise the Lord when? At all times. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. If you read verse 1, you can walk away with the idea that we ought to be playing worship music and singing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can walk away saying, all I need to be doing is humming a melody or singing a melody or refreshing my mind on what the worship was from Sunday morning. When we understand what genuine worship is, we realize it's not singing a song, but our presence in our daily lives throughout the week. It's really, verse 2, boasting in the Lord. I will boast in the Lord, and the humble will hear and be glad. Verse 3 then says, proclaim the Lord's greatness with me, and let us exalt his name together. Your genuine worship involves us saying, God, you are in control. You are the Lord of all things, and I submit to you. Genuine worship is saying, I am small and you are great. I am weak, but you are strong. I have no ability, but God, you can carry me through this. And then we go out and are boasting about the God that we serve. Can you believe God has brought me through this difficult time? Can you believe God has delivered me to this wonderful time? Can you believe God is present with me even when I don't always feel him? Can you believe God is present with me right now in the midst of where I'm at? Proclaiming how great and wonderful and mighty it is. It is really us submitting to Christ as Lord, recognizing his greatness. And we see all throughout this chapter, it continues to go on and on. Let us proclaim the Lord's greatness with me. And how do we do that? We do that through fear of the Lord, understanding what it means to know who God is and how great he is. It's in proclaiming that God is worthy to be worshipped. That's why we see in Psalm 34, verse 7, it says, I will fear the Lord. Those who fear the Lord will praise him. Verse 9, again, fear the Lord. Again, then in verse 11, we continue to hear there is a fear of the Lord. Over and over and over again, there's this idea that God is great and we are not. God, your ways are better than my ways. I will boast in who you are. I will boast in what you do. I will boast and follow your path. Heroic faith involves a genuine worship, saying, God, I will live how you want me to live. I will do what you want me to do. Throughout Scripture, it's the theme of acknowledging God, and specifically Jesus Christ, God the Son, as Lord. We never genuine worship if we don't recognize who we're worshiping. We don't genuine worship if we don't understand that God is great and worthy of worship. If we don't come before him with fear, this idea of Lord, you're so otherworldly. Heroic faith involves us stepping back and genuinely boasting in the greatness of God and subjecting ourselves to him as Lord. But heroic faith also involves humble seeking, humility, stepping back and saying, God, you are what I need. It involves us acknowledging that our ways have failed, but that God's ways never fail. And the humility side of it says, I was wrong, and God, you are right. Psalm 34, 4 says, I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and rescued me from all my fears. Verse 6, the psalmist writes, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. Sometimes we think we can do things on our own, don't we? We have the strength and the power to overcome. Good old hard work will get us through any situation. If we just plow through and keep our head down, focused on the goal, we can make it. And so trials and tribulations come, difficulties come, tragedy occurs, and we do what we've always done. We pick ourselves up by our bootstraps, and we march ahead. I can do this. The problem with picking ourselves up and relying on our own strength is there's no humility and there's no seeking after God. And usually it's a pattern in our lives. We've done well, and so picking ourselves up has helped our faith in the short term, but in the long term, we've never had this reliance on God to save us from anything. Because all our lives, we've been saving ourselves. And now when tragedy occurs, when difficulty occurs, instead of seeking the Lord, we try to plow forward like we've always plowed forward. And our faith falters. We end up confused why God has left us and abandoned us, when in reality, our own strength just cannot get us through this difficult time. We end up assuming that because every other time in life we were able to push through, this time we should push through as well. And we never break down like the psalmist and just cry, God, I can't do this. Psalm 34:6 is a cry of a humble man, this poor man, this worthless man who could not do things on his own, this sinful man, this broken man, this man who is struggling, cries out from help. And the promise is the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. We think we'll be heroes of the faith when difficulty arises. When circumstances of life pull us down, we think we can be heroic and plow through. But the most heroic thing we can do is to humbly seek God. One of the things I love about Psalms, the book of Psalms is a raw book. If you ever go through difficulty, if you ever struggle in any aspect of life, or should I say when you struggle, pick up the book of Psalms and just start reading. Because what you find is heroes of the faith who aren't flexing their muscles and saying, look how I got through. Instead, it's heroes of the faith that break down and cry and say, I failed miserably. God, I've got enemies pushing on every side. Lord, the weight of my heart is sinking and I'm burdened. God, I wish that I could be killed and struck down. I'm in so much agony. It's people seeking humbly after God. I can't do this. But God, I know you can. Heroic faith doesn't mean building up your muscles to plow through circumstances of life. It involves humbly seeking God. In Scripture, the theme we find is seeking God as Savior. God, my own strength is sinful and fails, but your strength will save me. So heroic faith involves humbly seeking God for salvation. Deliver me from this. I love how Scripture is one cohesive thought. And if you read from Genesis all the way to the Revelation, you're going to hear that the Christian life, a life that seeks after God, is one that seeks God as Lord, genuinely worshiping Him for who He is and acknowledging who He is and following Him because of who He is and seeking God as Savior, humbly seeking Him, recognizing your need for forgiveness, recognizing your need for rescue, recognizing your need for Him. Heroic faith involves us seeking humbly and genuinely worshiping God as both Lord and Savior. And when that happens, God pours out an abundance of blessing that we weren't even ready for. And I don't mean we feel good all the time. I don't mean that you're happy all the time. I don't mean that you're wealthy or always doing well in life. Instead, I think heroic faith includes some benefits that you only get from following God as Lord and Savior. And the first one is this: heroic faith includes God's provision. He meets your needs. When you fall, God is there to pick you up. When you have want, God is there to give you a hand. Now, again, this doesn't mean that when you are short on paying your bills, God miraculously sends a check to you. God knows your needs better than you know your needs. And maybe your need is to humbly suffer for a time. But God knows your need and meets your need. That's why in verses 8 and 9 of Psalm 34, we read, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Taste and see that the Lord is good. How happy is the person who takes refuge in Him. You who are holy ones, here it is, fear the Lord. For those who fear the Lord lack nothing. One of the great things about surrendering everything to this great and awesome and powerful and mighty God is that He is able to take care of you, and He does. Oh, He doesn't always make your heart happy, but He makes the duration of your life content and happy, where we lack nothing. Verse 10, we read that young lions lack food and go hungry. But those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Oh, sure, there are those who may suffer, but those who seek the Lord will have everything they need provided for them. An amazing thing happens when we become people of heroic faith, living our lives with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that is not that we always get what we want, but God always provides what we need. Heroic faith includes God's provision. And secondly, not just His provision, but heroic faith includes God's protection. Where we are actually protected from the enemy's plans against us. That's why in verse 17 we read, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears him and rescues them from their troublers." Now listen to this verse and take comfort in verse 18. "The Lord is near the brokenhearted. He saves those crushed in spirit." Verse 19. "The one who is righteous has many adversities, but the Lord rescues him from them all. He protects all his bones, and not one of them is broken." Heroic faith involves God putting his hand over us, not that we will not feel the weight of life's burdens, but that we will not be crushed by them. It's not that we won't have times of despair and depression, but it's that they will not ultimately conquer us. God has his hand of protection on those who seek after him. And this verse perfectly says in verse 19, "The one who is righteous has many adversaries." You, as a follower of God, will have many adversaries. And all Satan wants to do is make you feel bad about yourself, make you feel sad or upset, or feel like you're not heroic, feel like God can't help you, feel like God has abandoned you. You have many adversaries, and you will hear this message over and over and over again, but the Lord rescues the righteous from them all. One more time to read verse 18. I love this protection of God. "The Lord is near the brokenhearted." Recognize it doesn't say the Lord spares the brokenhearted. "The Lord is near the brokenhearted, and he saves those, protects those, and pulls them out who are crushed in spirit." Your heroic faith includes God's protection. Why do we submit to God as Savior and Lord? Why do we say, "God, you're great and I worship you for who you are, will live how you want me to live"? Why do we seek humbly after God, "I can't do it on my own and I need you to pull me out from this"? Because in doing so, God flexes his heroic muscles. He meets our needs in a way that we never knew were going to be met. He offers protection and gives us an opportunity to experience our brokenheartedness in his presence. He shields us from all things evil. What does it mean to have heroic faith? It means living our lives in such a way that we acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in our lives, calling on him for provision and protection to meet our needs and to keep us from difficulty. This morning, I don't know if you feel like much of a hero, but God has called you to have a daily walk with him that is more heroic than you trying to do things on your own. So during our time of invitation, I wonder if each one of us could just submit to God, worship him genuinely as Lord of our lives, seek him humbly as a God who rescues us, and enjoy him meeting our needs and protecting us. Will you pray with me this morning? Father, salvation is trusting you as Lord and Savior. This morning, we can be heroic not by doing things in our own strength. We can be heroic by faithfully obeying you, by trusting you as Lord and in control of all things. We can be heroic by humbly seeking you for assistance and help. Lord, this morning I know there are those sitting who are brokenhearted. They feel lost and apart from you. Lord, I pray that these would be words of comfort, that they're still heroes even in their brokenness if they can trust and seek after you. Lord, there are others who have never experienced your provision and your protection. And this morning they're wondering if it's true, if they really submit to you and say your ways are better than my ways, if they really seek forgiveness from their sins through Jesus Christ, if you will really meet their needs. Lord, this morning I pray that you would convict their hearts that your word is true. Lord, let my life be a testimony. Let others in this building be a testimony that submitting to you makes us heroes in the faith and offers us provision and protection. Lord, I pray this morning that each one of us would examine our hearts and know that we are, though brokenhearted, near to God because we seek after you. Lord, let us remember that you have called us to our daily lives and made us heroes simply because we seek after you. Lord, we love you and we thank you for saving us, and we pray you would do that this morning. Amen.